Ever feel like you're trying to read like a foreign language or something? When you just can't figure out if someone is into you or not.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are the rules here?
Yeah, the mixed signals thing, it's so common.
It's so frustrating. And like, that's what we're gonna kind of dig into today. Like why someone might seem interested 1 minute and then like disappear the next.
Right.
And you know, let's be honest, we're usually talking about a dude, right?
Yeah.
So we found this article. It's from femcoach.com and it's called Why He Doesn't Seem Interested, even though he is.
Yeah.
But even though it's written for women, I think a lot of what it says can really apply to anyone who's dating. You know, like trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whether you're a man or a woman, that whole dance of attraction and trying to read the signals, it's pretty universal, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
So, like, the article starts off by talking about this assumption we often make. That if someone's really into us, they'll just like make it super obvious, like no games, no confusion, just straight up interest.
Right.
But as the title kind of gives away, it's often not that simple.
It's way more complicated than that. There's so many reasons why people hold back, even if they're totally interested, you know? It's not always as simple as he's just not that into you. Sometimes there's other stuff going on.
Right, exactly. And one thing the article brings up that I thought was really interesting is how men, especially, are often raised with this idea that they shouldn't be super open about their feelings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's not always manly to be vulnerable, you know?
Right, like they're almost discouraged from showing too much emotion, especially in
Right.
romantic situations.
Totally. And that can totally make dating more complicated because, you know, if they're not really supposed to talk about their feelings directly, they might find other ways to show their interest.
That's so true.
It's like they're speaking a different love language or something.
Right. So instead of grand gestures or like these heartfelt confessions, we might see their interest in like smaller, more subtle ways.
Exactly. And then it becomes this whole thing of, are we misinterpreting those cues? Are we missing them altogether?
Totally. And then on top of all that, there's the whole thing about past relationships, right? Like the article talks about how baggage from previous relationships can totally make someone hesitant to put themselves out there again. Is that something you see a lot with your
Oh,
clients?
absolutely. I mean, who hasn't been burned before, you
Right.
know? It makes sense that we'd be a little wary the next time around.
For sure.
Totally. It's like once you've been hurt, it's natural to be a little more guarded, right?
Makes total sense. So how does that actually show up, like in their behavior? How can you tell if someone's holding back because of past stuff?
Well, the article mentions a few things, like they might need more time between dates, or they might seem kind of emotionally distant, even if they're spending time with you.
Right, like they're hesitant to get too close.
Exactly. And they might prefer to take things slower than you would,
Oh,
maybe.
yeah, that's the classic, like, he's just not that into me
Yeah,
scenario.
right. But it's not always that. That's what's so tricky.
Because it's so easy to interpret it that way.
Totally. It's like just because someone needs a little space doesn't mean they're not interested.
Right. And the article actually says that breaks between dates don't always mean that, which I thought was really interesting.
Absolutely. It's so important to remember that everyone processes things differently, especially in dating. Like some people, they're all about constant communication,
Right,
right?
like texting all day, every day.
Yeah. But then for other people, that's like their worst nightmare. They need time to process, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in those early stages when everything's still new and you're trying to figure each other out.
Totally. So we've talked about fear, needing space, past relationships, but like, how does that actually play out when you're like talking to someone, you know? Like, how do you communicate or not communicate when you're interested, but also maybe a little scared? Because the article also gets into communication styles, which I thought was super interesting.
Oh, yeah. Communication is key. And it's such a delicate dance, especially in those early stages. Like, you're trying to be genuine, put yourself out there, but also not come on too strong and scare them off.
It's such a fine line.
Right. Like, how much is too much? How much is not enough?
Exactly.
It's about finding that balance between expressing yourself and giving the other person space to do the same, you know?
Totally. And you don't want to disappear completely either.
Exactly. You don't want to be too hot. You don't want to be too cold. You got to be like just right.
Just right, yeah. Which is so hard to figure out.
It is. And you know, one thing I found really interesting in the article was how it talked about how for some people, especially men, a more casual approach can actually be more inviting.
Oh, interesting.
Like if they don't feel so much pressure, you know, if it's just more laid back, they might actually open up more
Oh,
easily.
that's fascinating. So it's like, Taking the pressure off can actually lead to more genuine connection.
Exactly. Because when we're feeling pressure to perform or whatever, it's hard to be our true selves, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So true. But, you know, here's where I thought the article took a really interesting turn. It's not just about him being ready for a relationship. It's also about you being ready.
100%. That's huge.
Right. Because we spend so much time wondering if he's interested, if he's ready to take things to the next level. But we don't always stop to ask ourselves the same question.
Exactly. And the article, it talks about how, and this is going to sound kind of out there, but it talks about how people can sense that, like they can pick up on our own readiness or unreadiness, if that makes sense.
Oh, wow. Okay, I kind of get that.
Yeah, like it's like this unspoken energy we put out there.
Like even if we're not saying it, they can just tell.
It's like on some level, yeah.
Wow. So if we're like carrying around baggage from past relationships, or if we haven't really dealt with our own emotional stuff, that can actually create a barrier, even if we don't realize it.
It totally can. It's like if you're not fully comfortable with yourself, if you're not really open, it's going to be hard to let someone else in, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they can sense that hesitation. Like it's like you're putting up a wall without even realizing it.
So it's not always about them not being ready for US. It could be about US not being ready for them.
Yeah.
Or even just for a relationship in general. It's like, whoa, where do you even start with that? Like, how do you even figure out if you're ready or not?
Right. It's deep stuff. It really is about looking inward. Like asking yourself the tough questions. Am I actually open to being in a relationship right now? What am I afraid of?
Yeah.
Am I bringing old baggage into this without even realizing it?
Right, because it's so easy to get caught up in what the other person is thinking and doing. Like we're trying to analyze their every move.
Total.
But really, like you said, it starts with us.
It does. It always does. And you know, this is something I tell all my clients. Just because someone's not reciprocating your feelings doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Oh my gosh, that is so important to remember.
It's true. Their hesitation usually has way more to do with them than with you.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Because like, especially these days with dating apps, it's so easy to feel like you're constantly being judged and compared.
Oh, 100%.
And so you start to internalize that rejection, like, oh, it must be me. I'm not good enough.
Right, exactly. But like we were talking about, it could just be different communication styles, different timing, just different stuff going on in their life.
Totally. Sometimes it has absolutely nothing to do with us.
Exactly. And like realizing that can be so freeing because then you can just be yourself, you know?
Yeah, totally. So like, what's the best thing to do then? If you're in that situation, you're trying to figure out these mixed signals, what's the most important thing to remember?
I would say don't jump to conclusions.
Okay, good advice.
Yeah, just slow down, take a breath, try to communicate openly and honestly, you know? If you're feeling confused, just say so.
Yeah.
Instead of like playing games or shutting down.
Yeah, right.
And most importantly, remember to check in with yourself, like we were talking about. Are you ready for a relationship? Are you bringing your best self to the table?
Right. Are you being honest with yourself about what you want?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, healthy relationships, they're built on trust and understanding. And that takes time.
Yeah, they really do. Well, this has been such a great conversation. I think we all learned a lot today about dating and relationships and like how to navigate those tricky mixed signals.
For sure.
But like, here's something I was thinking about. The article we were talking about, it was mostly about men.
Right.
But don't you think a lot of this applies to everyone? Like, are we all sending mixed signals sometimes, whether we realize it or not? It's definitely something to think about. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.